Hello. You're listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC FM 90.7 from Emory College in Emory and Henry, Virginia. I'm your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you things I love. Songs I love, spoken things I love, just things that I think are wonderful. One of the songs tonight is Garden Party. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit because it expresses kind of my philosophy for this show in a strange sort of way. We'll start off right away with a song I played at the end of the last show and didn't get to play all of. And I promised that this week when I got the show started, I'd play the whole thing. This is Book of Love by Peter Gabriel. I'd never heard the song before about 2 weeks ago, and I was watching a replay of the end of Scrubs. Scrubs was on for 8 or 9 years, and this was their last show, and they had this in the background, and I loved the song. So I looked it up. It's by Peter Gabriel. It was from a movie called Shall We Dance. Peter Gabriel was the lead vocalist for Genesis, and he left to go out on his own and was followed by Phil Collins, which is, I think that's fantastic to have Genesis have two lead singers of the quality of Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins. Here is the Book of Love by Peter Gabriel. That was The Book of Love by Peter Gabriel. Now we're going to have a really big change in pace. That was a song of love and caring. And as you know, many, many songs are about the other side, the broken hearts and this sort of thing. This song is called God May Forgive You. It's by Iris DeMent. Iris DeMent, among other things, was the 14th child of her father. She was the 8th of his second wife. Born in Arkansas, grew up in California. With a strong influence of country, gospel, and folk, has an utterly unique voice. Once you hear Iris DeMent sing, you'll probably never forget it. She's sung with Emmy Lou Harris, John Prine, and she's a frequent visitor on Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion. I don't know when she recorded this song. It's not on any of her albums. I think I've mentioned before that my son, Matt Baia, has a show in Maine, a radio show, once a month. Plays a lot of folk stuff, and he played this Saturday, and I liked it, and so I'm going to play it for you. It's another way of looking at a broken heart, or really a broken marriage, I guess is a better way to call it. So here goes, God May Forgive You.
You say that you're born again, cleansed of your former sins. You want me to say I'll forgive and forget, but you've done too much to me. Don't you be touching me. Go back and touch all those women you met. Cause God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't. They don't have to live with you, well, neither do I. You say that you're born again, well, so am I. God may forgive you, but I won't, and I won't even try. Well, the kids had to cry for you. I had to try to do things that the dad should do since you've been gone. Well, you really let us down. You may be heaven bound, but you've left one hell of a mess here at home. And God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't. They don't have to live with you, and neither do I. You say that you're born, well, so am I. God may forgive you, but I won't, and I won't even try.
That was Iris DeMent with God May Forgive You. I think the line that really gets me in there is, I won't even try. I mean, that's bad. That's sad, really. Now we're going into something a lot mellower. This is going to be Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole. I recently heard this. Beverly Robinette played it at a service she was having, and it's autumn here in Southwest Virginia. The leaves are mostly fallen now, but there's still some trees with leaves, and it's been just outrageously beautiful the last few weeks. And here's a song about autumn leaves. This song was written in 1945 in French and got translated. It became a very popular song. Nat King Cole sings it here. His daughter, Natalie, is also a singer. Nat King Cole was a very important person in the music scene in the U.S. for many years. He fought racism. He had some bad experiences. He had a bad experience in Birmingham once and never sung in the South again after 1956. Had a beautiful voice and stood up for what he believed in. This particular song, I like a lot. It's just mellow and sort of romantic. So here we are with Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole. Thank you.
drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
That was Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole, recorded in 1956, and you can certainly hear the big band sound of that era. I probably should have mentioned that Nat King Cole was black, and the racial problems he had were due to the fact that there was still active prejudice. There still is now, but there was a lot back when he first began to sing, and he fought it all the way. Next song is similar in some ways. It's also mellow. It's by a black recording artist, Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald was known as the First Lady of Song. She sang a wide variety of music. She had a 3-octave range. She won 13 Grammys. She was born in Newport News, Virginia, so I suppose we could claim her as our own. She later moved to Yonkers, New York, where she grew up. I've been Yonkers the last 15 years I was in New York. In Yonkers, her mother died, and she was put in an asylum in Riverdale and reformed. Then she later did a reform school. She had kind of a rough start. At 17, she was picked up by a band who the man described her as a gawky and unkempt diamond in the rough. Well, the diamond in the rough became a diamond for real. Ella Fitzgerald was one of the greatest singers of her time, and sang everything you can imagine. One thing she was famous for was what's called scat singing. Louis Armstrong does it too. It's where they stop singing words and just go off into some sort of almost like speaking in tongues. Beautiful stuff. And she was a master of this. So this song is Blue Moon, recorded in 1945. And we're going to follow it by another version of Blue Moon, recorded in 1961. I won't tell you much about the next one, except that I want you to experience what people hearing it the first time experienced after songs like Ella Fitzgerald. Oh, I also want to mention, I looked up Blue Moon on the web. I think it's quite possible Blue Moon was sung, recorded, by more famous singers than any song in history. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but the list was long. Every name you could think of, from Willie Nelson to Frank Sinatra, Vic Damone. Name a famous singer in the last 50 years, and you can almost bet they did sing a version of Blue Moon. So I didn't know which one to pick, but I picked Ella Fitzgerald. It's mellow, and here goes Blue Moon. ¶¶
without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. That
was Blue Moon by Ella Fitzgerald. I'm not going to tell you much about the next version of Blue Moon, except to say that most of the earlier versions were similar to Ella Fitzgerald's. They were mellow, soft, gentle, lovely songs. And so I want you to imagine what it was like in 1961 when the following release was put out, this version of Blue Moon, which went to number one on the charts. It had a different feel. See what you think.
Bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon moon moon
you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding,
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really did care for. And then this suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms would ever hold. Somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I look, the moon is there to go. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom.
Oh, 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 oh,
bomb 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 bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb. The reviews I read said that when that version of Blue Moon came out, it shocked listeners. They had never heard anything quite like it. From the mellow style of Ella Fitzgerald in 1945, and then Frank Sinatra and so forth. Then the Marcells sang that in 1961. They were a doo-wop group formed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And the name Marcells came from a hairstyle that was popular at the time. So they claimed that name. They were a mixed-race group. It's amazing how often I run into racial issues looking through the history of these songs. The Marcells were a mixed-race group, and they sang in the South. This is 1961. I mean, this is not like 1935. And caused problems and reorganized their group. Became an all-black group because the people didn't like a mixed group. Things, I hope, have changed for the better since then. Anyway, that was the Marcells, and I meant to dedicate that song. That was from Linda to Rock. That's the first dedication I've ever done on this show, but Linda asked me to dedicate a song to Rock. So, Rock, that's for you from Linda. Now, I want to tell you again who we are and what we're doing. This is Harry Baya. You're listening to Wombats and Music on WEHC-FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory College in Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And we're running at 9,000 watts now, so hopefully we're reaching an audience we hadn't gotten to before. Those of you who are in Bristol and out toward Johnson City, welcome. Good to have you with us. I understand Marion's picking us up clear, so we've got some good times coming here. The rest of the show, I mentioned Wombats and Music. The word wombat, people always ask me why I call it Wombats and Music. Of course, I love to be asked anything about the show. But I mentioned that Wombats is whimsical and silly and foolish. I happen to like wombats a lot, and I've been to see them, and I know a little bit about them, which I will talk about every now and then, such as the fact that marsupials don't have a corpus callosum. I'll even explain what that is, but not on this show. I'll save it for another show. Anyway, wombats is my sort of excuse or opportunity to play some odd things. And I've got a wombat coming up later in this show, but not the next song. The next song is a favorite of mine I had forgotten about completely till a few weeks ago. It just popped into my head, and I went out and tracked it down and found it. It's called Till I'm Too Old to Die Young. It's by Mo Bandy. And Mo Bandy, I looked him up. What an interesting character he is. He was a rodeo rider. His father was a musician, but he didn't want any part of it. He went off and rode bulls and things until he was 30 or so, and then after many broken bones, he decided to try music. And he ended up writing songs, and he had a particular angle. Here are some of the songs he wrote. I just started hating cheating songs today. And here's a classic one, classic line. It was always so easy to find an unhappy woman till I started looking for mine. There's the end of a marriage. Here's another one. Doesn't anyone make love at home anymore? A quote from Mo Bandy. I really think my songs are about life. There's cheating, drinking, and divorcing going on everywhere. And that's what hardcore country music is all about. He added, if I'd done all the things I sang about, I'd be dead. Mo Bandy's not dead. Anyway, I particularly liked this song, and when I remembered it, I tracked it down. And here it is for you. It's Till I'm Too Old to Die Young by Mo Bandy.
If life is like a candle bright, death must be the wind. You can close your window tight, and it still comes blowing in. So I will climb the highest hill and watch the rising sun, and I pray that I don't feel the I'm too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young. Now I have had some dear sweet friends I thought would never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh, Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old. Let me watch my children grow to see what they become. Oh Lord, don't let that cold wind blow till I'm too old to die young.
Too Old to Die Young by Mo Bandy. I want to tell you about some other shows on WEHC, especially for the new listeners. If you want to see the complete program and you have access to the World Wide Web, go to ehc.ehu, that's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu, and click on WEHC-FM, and you'll see the complete program. I'm looking at it now. My show normally airs Monday nights from 7 to 8, and it's currently being show rerun on Thursdays at 2. That may not last forever, but that's the way it is now. Another show you may find interesting is Steve Fisher's Rise Up Singing. That's on 9 to 10 on, let's see, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I guess that's Wednesday, 9 to 10 on Wednesday. Steve Fisher, Rise Up Singing. Plays a lot of folk music, protest songs, good stuff. And his show is also rerun on Mondays from 3 to 4. Ed Hibbets has an oldies hour. I'm playing oldies, so we're probably overlapping some there. And that's on Tuesdays from 9 to 10. There are all sorts of shows out there. A recent addition, I don't have the time here, but an opera show from Bill Campbell, who I know, is now doing an opera show on Fridays. I'll have to find out what time that is. And last but not least is Aris Winger, who's on Tuesday nights, Sunday, Monday, yeah. Tuesday nights from 9 to 11 has a talk show. He and his co-host then get into some real interesting issues. They get very excited and enthusiastic on their show, and it's a lot of fun. That's Tuesday nights from 9 to 11, two-hour show. So, now, to go on with my show, the next song I'm going to dedicate to Phyllis. Phyllis is a friend of mine. We're around the same age. She's a little younger than me, but she'll remember this song. This song is from 1954, and I guess it was probably my favorite song in high school. Hard to say. I also like Shaboom a lot, but this is Earth Angel by the Penguins. It was recorded in 1954. Later, a rerun was 55. Another group did it. It became a hit again. It was a hit by two different groups in two different years. The chord progression was known as the 50s chord progression. It's the same one as in Blue Moon. And I learned that. I never learned to play the piano, but I could play those chords for Blue Moon and some other songs, including this one. And it was a very calm boom ba da da 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 boom ba da. So Earth Angel was one of the first songs to use that chord progression. Anyway, as I say, for some reason it was my favorite song in high school. And so I'm going to share it with you, and it's for Phyllis. Hope you like it, Phyllis. Here we go.
Darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you. Earth angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and ever. Just a fool, a fool in love with you. I fell for you, and I knew the vision of your love, loveliness. I hoped and I prayed that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, Earth Angel, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you.
I hope and pray that someday that I'll be the vision of your happiness.
Oh, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a
That was Earth Angel by the Penguins from 1954. The notes also said it was the first rock and roll song to be a hit on the national pop charts. Rock and roll was entering the mainstream. It had been sort of, not mainstream prior to that. And that group was formed in Hollywood. So this is Wombats and Music. Got a wombat coming up for you. I played something by Ken Nordine last week, and this is something else by Ken Nordine. Ken Nordine is a voice artist. He doesn't sing, he talks. And he tells stories. He makes up stories. And I went on this quote, one of the quotes referred to, somebody said he's really a beatnik. He's from the beat era. And someone else said, no, beats aren't as dark and confusing as he is. He's more like Franz Kafka or Edgar Allan Poe. And it refers to his bizarre dreamlike scenarios. Well, this is one of those. This is a story about a small town, and think of it as a metaphor. Did this really happen? Anything like it? I don't know. It doesn't make much sense in reality. But on the other hand, think of things that happened in your town, in your life, where something happened and gave you inspiration and faith, and you felt great things were going to happen, and then it didn't work out. But then there was another chance. So... this is a story. It's a story, a metaphor. And it's by Ken Nordine, wrote it and performs it. And it's called Flippity Jib.
Oh, oh. There was this stranger who came into our town. He was tall and had a dark look about him, and a special brilliance was in his eyes. When he looked at us, there was the feeling that he could see right down to the bottom. We may have been mistaken in this, but at the time, no questions were asked. The questions always come later. All we cared about was the mystery we sensed in this stranger, and we waited to see what would happen. One evening that was different from any other, he got us all together in the big auditorium. He stood there on the huge stage. The only light was on him, and we waited in the dark. Then, out of his tallness came the chanting, first as a whisper we could hardly hear. The flippity chip on the bippity pop, the flippity chip on the bippity pop. It didn't make any sense. We were caught up in something we didn't understand. He had trapped us without our knowing it. Possibly it was his manner, and we came alive to him as he slowly moved us with his chant through the land of hush into insistent, savage, throbbing crescendos of ecstasy, as if it were the only thing we could do. We started to chant with him. The flippity jib bum, the bippity bop, the flippity jib bum, the bippity bop. And he was up on the high stage, laughing with all his might, shouting, yes, yes, yes. But there were those among us who were jealous of his powers, who felt they should be in the center of the stage, with the light shining on them. They were against our hero in the chanting, and are going to be with him every free moment. And so, little by little, a little later, these critics set to work to make nonsense out of the sense of what we were doing. And they succeeded. They destroyed our hero's faith in himself. He didn't have it anymore. After a few disappointing times in the big auditorium, the light gone out of him, we all stopped going. And the man who had once seemed so tall, and who now seems so much smaller, left our town, saying no, no, no. We lived through the boredom of the time that followed, telling each other pale stories of what once was, and what might have been if. We lived on histories and hopes. We did this until the miracle we never thought would happen again happened. Another stranger came into our town, and he too was tall and dark and had eyes that could look right down into the bottom of you. And he got us all together in the big auditorium, and with the light on him, we were in the dark. He chanted, the flippity chip bum, the bippity bop, the flippity chip bum, the bippity bop. And we joined in, and the magic was in us. And he was laughing, and all his might was with him, and he was shouting, yes, yes, yes. But there were those among us who were jealous and so forth. You know what they did. Little by little, a little later, they put us back on the narrow path. This is the way things have been in our town for as long as anyone cares to remember. By the way, how are things in your town?
Well, do you you think you've escaped from Kin Nordim's mystical chant? A flippity jib bob, a flippity jump, a flippity jib bob, a flippity jump. I think I could get pulled into that one. Now we're going to go to Ricky Nelson. Ricky Nelson was a very popular singer in his day. He had grown up in a famous family. His parents had a TV show, Ricky and Ozzie Nelson, from 1944 to 54. They were Ozzie and Harriet, and it was a happy family. And as the two young sons grew up, they became part of the show. So Ricky was a TV star during his childhood. And then he became a singer and had a number of big hits. From 1957 to 62, there were only two singers who sold more songs, had more hits than Ricky Nelson. One was Elvis Presley, and the other was Pat Boone. He had 30 top 10 hits in that era. When the Billboard magazine came out with a Hot 100, they started that in 1958. The first edition of Billboard magazine with that list in it, Ricky Nelson was number one. So he had the honor of being the first person to be number one on the Hot 100 Billboard chart. And the song that was that number one was called Poor Little Fool. So this is Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson from 1958.
I used to play around with hearts, pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool. Game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
That was Ricky Nelson singing Poor Little Fool. That was in 1958. Ricky continued to record songs, and the next song is another song I liked a lot by him. I didn't know the story behind it. It was recorded in 1972, and I just took it for granted. I went to a garden party, had a good time, sort of. It's called Garden Party. It turns out that there's a serious story behind it. Ricky Nelson performed at Madison Square Garden. That's the garden from the Garden Party. I don't have a date in front of me. I think it was around 1970, along with another number of other very well-known artists. And during the show, he sang some new stuff, different style. He didn't do all of his old famous tunes like the one we just heard. He was trying out some other things, and he got booed. There's some debate as to whether he was really booed or whether the audience was booing some cops who were interfering in the back rows or something. But in any case, he thought he got booed, and he left the stage. He was hurt and never went back on stage that night, and later wrote this song about the experience. And what he's saying in it is that, well, there's the line I liked it. You can't please everyone, so you might as well please yourself. Better please yourself. And I've learned that lesson, too. Putting on a radio show, of course I'd like to please everyone, but I know I can't. I can please myself. I can put on songs that I just love to hear. I enjoy doing this show. I sit here up in the studio with my earphones on and listen to each song. Of course, it's great sound. I've got earphones. It's coming in nice and clear. And I enjoy each song. I know that some of these songs probably aren't pleasing to everyone. For example, Ken Nordine apparently doesn't ring everybody's bell the way he does mine. So Ricky Nelson learned that lesson. And at one point in this song, he says something like, if I had to sing nothing but the old songs and over and I've sung all my life, I'd rather drive a truck. There's a pretty strong statement about the fact that, he's not going to do what everybody else wants him to do. So this is Garden Party by Ricky Nelson. This is his answer to those people who criticize his singing at the Madison Square Garden event. Garden Party, Ricky Nelson.
I went to a garden party, reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's alright now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. One heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da,
la da da da,
la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. Gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da,
thank you.
Sorry. Yes, that was a Garden Party by Ricky Nelson. Now's a chance to tell you a little bit more about how to get hold of me if you want to request a song or give me some suggestions. My name is Harry Baya, and I'm the instructional technologist at Emory and Henry, and this is a volunteer thing I do. I love doing this radio show. This is Wombats and Music, Monday night, 7 to 8, WEHC FM 90.7 from Emory and Henry, Virginia. And reaching out, hopefully, to Bristol, Johnson City, Marion, Chilhowee, a whole new audience. Well, I take it email. If you want to get hold of me, you can email me. It's hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. hbaya at ehc.edu. Send me your suggestions, comments, requests. Now, along that line, I have a friend from years ago, Gene Borio, in New York area. He lives in, I think he still has a place in the Village and lives upstate. And Gene has been listening to my show. It's streaming over WEHC. And he sends me suggestions, and he sends me songs. So recently he sent me this song. It's called File Clerk Blues. It's by the Shams. I looked them up. A short-lived female trio. Says those sweet harmonies seem metaphoric to warming layers of cotton. A sham, of course, one meaning is it's a fake. Another meaning is it's a little wool thing you put over something like a bed or a pillow. And they're an a cappella doo-wop group, completely a cappella. Lovely harmonies in this little thing, and it's called File Clerk Blues. And if you listen closely, let's see, here's a write-up. A funny ditty about a very put-upon office worker whose unrewarded, stressed-out duties give her the, here's a quote from the song, long-term temporary, not even a secretary, make another copy for me, file clerk blues. To the point that she's doing it in her dreams. So here we go with the Shams singing File Clerk Blues. Listen for the harmonies.
Hello, honey, can I call you back? The boss just handed me a stack of papers that he wants filed right away. If you could see this mess I got all over my desk, yeah, come up to my neck. In DBA's got my degree from right across the street. I thought the world was at my feet. Well, I could use a new pair of shoes. I got the long-term temporary, not even a secretary. Make another copy for me, file clerk blue. They tell me file this, file that, send it out, put it back. I think I'm going out of my head. With every new manila folder, I feel a little older, and it's really making me see red. Well, the tapper had a ribbon stuck. It looks like you're all out of luck. I'd love to tap another 100 forms for you and lose the long-term temporary. Not even a secretary. Make another copy for me, file clerk blue. I copy mortgages and deeds, warrants, weeds, affidavits. Should I even do it in my dreams? Last night I had a nightmare. Somebody caught me having an affair with the copy machine. I woke up screaming. So what if I'm a nervous wreck? I got a couple pen deflex, an empty Rolodex I will never use. And the long-term temporary, not even a secretary. Make another copy for me, file clerk blues. I got the long-term temporary, not even a secretary. Make another copy for me, file clerk blues. I got the long-term temporary, not a secretary. File clerk blues, I got the long-term temporary, not even a secretary. File clerk blues.
Thanks, Gene. I get a kick out of that. The next song, we won't get to play all of it. I'll just start it. It's called How Can I Keep From Singing? I played a version earlier by Eva Cassidy. This is by Inya, and I'll play a little bit of it and probably play the whole thing next week. And at that point, I'll tell you about Inya, the most popular singer from Ireland in our lifetime. And this is her song. Well, this is her version of How Can I Keep From Singing? And it expresses the way I would like my life to be. I would like to live the words of this song. ¶¶ In ya. My life flows on an endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the sweet though far off hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? That's as close as I can come to the way I try to view my life, and sometimes, with a little luck, do. That's all for this week. I'll be with you next week, Monday night, 7 to 8, Harry Baia with Wombats and Music. Good night.